We're going to begin now. Good morning. If you don't know me, my name is Ben Libby, and I am a second-year STEM student here at Emmanuel, or I'm about to be in a week. Today, we're going to talk about Matthew 18, starting at verse 21, going through 35. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all he had, and that the payment be made. A servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down on his feet, begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but went and threw him into a prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you who from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." Have you ever dreaded a report card before? It's getting to be that time of year where those dreaded report cards will be sent out to your parents. I guess a report card being dreaded or not depends on what type of student you are. If you are a straight A student, you probably don't have much to worry about. When I was in high school here, I dreaded a report card or two. But report cards aren't really news to the students, are they? But to a parent, they can be a revelation. How can my child be doing that badly at history? Johnny needs improvement at biology? Susie is often a distraction to others? Grades in general can be stressful. Grades essentially define you. Your grades will say just how good of a student you are. I'm about to receive something called a vicar report that says how adequate of a job I did vicaring. So what about you? What's your grade? Even if you aren't in school right now, we learn from our narrative today that we are still very much indeed students who are taking a class. The class, Forgiveness 101. The teacher, Jesus Christ himself. Speaking of school, how is your math? What is 70 times 7? 490. Some translations here say 77 times. But the number here represents more than just a quantitative figure. Jesus' answer represents indefinite forgiveness, never-ending forgiveness. Keeping on the math theme here, how much is 10,000 talents? It's not $10,000, which would seem like to me a large amount of money, but a talent is 20 years worth of work. One talent, 20 years worth of work. Also, it ranges from somewhere of 5,000 to 6,000 denarii, and a denarii is an average day's wage. So, according to my math, somewhere between 10,000 talents is somewhere between 3.5 to 4.2 billion dollars. That's how much the servant owed his master. It's an incredible amount of money. There's no way he's ever going to be able to pay it off. So the master was going to get as much back as he could by selling his servant and his family into slavery. This servant was in dire financial straits. He had only one option left. He begged for his life. "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all." What was his master's reaction? He had mercy and pity on the pathetic servant. He pardoned a great debt for this man and saved him from a miserable existence. The man offered to repay all that he owed, but the master didn't even accept that, which was good, because there was no way he was going to be able to pay that. The master completely, 100%, forgave him. How did the servant respond? He went out and found the first person who owed him money and threw him into jail. You would think that this servant, who was pardoned such a great debt, would have more understanding and patience with his fellow servant. Did he not just owe a tremendous amount more? 100 denarii is 100 days' wage, a good sizable amount, but it is nowhere near 10,000 talents. Thousands of times less, in fact. What a wicked servant. He isn't wicked for running up such a great debt. He's wicked for not forgiving when he was forgave. If he was in Forgiveness 101, he would receive a F. He failed to forgive. What about you? How would you grade yourself? What grades are you pulling down in forgiveness? How about just recently? What about last week? How'd you do? What about next week? Did you do any studying for this class? Whether you're known to be a generally forgiving person or someone who has a hard time letting things go, it does not matter. Each and every one of us has failed this class. If forgiveness was a class, it would be a pass or fail class. A 99% just isn't going to cut it. There is zero middle ground. Have you ever retaliated for something that happened to you? Have you ever thought badly of someone who wronged you? Has there ever been a time when you haven't turned the other cheek? Yeah, but he started it. That might be some common justification for those questions. But it's not good enough. Pass or fail, remember? When it comes to forgiving, how many sins have we racked up both in sins of omission and commission? We badly fail forgiveness, and we are in debt just as much as the servant was to his master. Forgiveness can be a hard thing sometimes. Have you heard anyone say, "I could never forgive him for that"? It implies that the trespass was so great, forgiveness simply isn't an option. Think for a moment. What is the worst thing someone could do to you? Even the worst thing you could think of is still only mere pennies compared to the trillions that we owe Jesus, and he forgave us all. Our great teacher, Jesus Christ, always forgives. What about the worst sin we can think of? How are we expected to forgive that? Well, what was the master supposed to forgive how was the master supposed to forgive the debt that was owed him? It was, after all, a super sum of money. What was his reaction when the servant begged for his life? Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. The master was moved with compassion and pity. He didn't say, "Well, pay me 1/8 of the debt, we'll call it even." He didn't set up a layaway plan for the servant so he could pay it all back himself. He wasn't going to be able to earn it back with extra credit. The master forgave the debt entirely. So great was his love that he eliminated the debt completely. Well, I have a bad report for you. Sometime next week, could be tomorrow, someone will wrong you. Something bad is going to happen to you. Can't see into the future, obviously, but this world is so full of sin, it's safe to say that someone will sin against you sometime soon. How are you going to respond to it? Multiple choice. You have two options. You can either A, repay evil for evil, do to your neighbor as he did to you, or you could B, forgive as you were forgiven. Romans 12:17. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peacefully with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In this parable here in Matthew, we are the servant, and God is the master. He pardoned our great debt by sending Jesus Christ to live and die for each and every one of us. Jesus paid that ultimate price, so we don't have to. How are you going to say, I could never forgive him for that, to a fellow student, when Jesus Christ always says, I forgive you for that? No matter how much sin there is to forgive, how much greater have you been forgiven already? We have been forgiven so much, and therefore we should forgive much. Luke 12, for everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. What is our final grade? What grade would you give yourself? When I was going through catechism class as a youth, my pastor would say, you need to get two grades in this class. You get an H or an H. The H's stand for heaven and hell. My pastor implied that your grade is not what you get in the catechism class, but rather you live your catechism class, and your grade will be revealed on Judgment Day. The grade would be heaven or hell. Someone has wronged you, so what? Before anyone wronged you, you wronged God. You didn't keep the commandments. You're not holy. But God loved us so much, he sent Jesus to pay for our sins. If Jesus forgave us, who are we to deny others forgiveness? Someone has wronged you, forgive them. The person isn't sorry for what happened, forgive them anyway. We forgive because Jesus first forgave us. Jesus is our great teacher. He is so because he leads by example. He freely gives forgiveness to anyone who believes in his name. This is such an important thing for a Christian. It is, after all, in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus teaches us here in this section of Scripture that we are given such a big gift of grace, and our thankful hearts should be eager to give out that same forgiveness we have to our brothers and sisters as well. Your final grade is H. We know that H is heaven because Jesus forgave us so much. Just as Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer, also, Lord, teach us to share that same forgiveness to each other. In Jesus' name, amen. We will close today with hymn 402, the first and the last verse.